Welcome everybody to this Joyful Parenting Podcast, where today we are going to talk about the impact of parental words in shaping our child's lives. I am Swati Gupta, parenting coach and expert, and today we are going to dive into the powerful influence of the words we choose as parents. Let me break down into simple, meaningful pointers. Number one, boost confidence. Now, praising efforts and achievements builds a child's self-belief towards themselves. When Ria's parents celebrated her small little victories, she grew into a confident and more resilient individual. Number two, reinforce good behavior. Encourage words, nurture positive actions. Example, Arjun's parents praised him for sharing with his little brother, reinforcing his kindness towards others. Number three, build trust. Honest and respectful communication fosters trust. Example, Aditi felt secure confiding to her parents because they listened without judgment. Although she was experiencing a discomfort in school, which she wanted to talk to her parents and understand their perspective. So that discomfort turned into a trust and more honest communication only because of the way her parents reacted on what she was saying and what exactly she wanted to say, without actually stopping her, without actually teaching her too much, without any judgment. Number four, promote healthy relationship. Modeling empathy and understanding cultivates strong bonds. Example, Arjun learned the importance of respect and kindness in relationship from his family. Looking at his parents, the way they were respecting each other in the home setting. These are the positive words. Let's jump into negative words. Crush self-esteem. Criticism and ridicule can diminish a child's self-worth. Example, Devika's confidence suffered due to constant negative remarks for her appearance and abilities. That hurts the child all the time. They are not able to come out of that criticism, and automatically the self-esteem is affected. Number two, lead to negative behavior. Hurtful words can reinforce harmful actions. For example, when children experience constant criticism, they may develop negative coping mechanisms like aggression, withdrawal symptoms, and we start saying them stubborn, irritating, annoying, because it is their experience which has made them this. Number three, break trust. Betrayal through harsh languages damages the trust. Example, hurtful words can make children hesitant to trust others in the future. Sometimes you might have heard people saying that it is very difficult for him or her to trust somebody. Number four, create conflict. Hostile communication fuels tension and resentment. Example, negative interactions within the family can escalate conflicts, straining relationships, and a sad impact on the child. So let's keep things very, very simple. What we need to do with the child? So think about those impactful things which we can do with the child, and the child is automatically uplifted. Child's future is not in grave danger but has an empowering future. Number one, choose the positive words to uplift and empower. Number two, lead by example with respectful communication. Number three, prioritize open dialogue to nurture trust. Number four, remember our words shape our children's future. So whatever words we think on using with our child, we should think of those words. We should think of how to do that. By consciously choosing our words and focusing on encouragement rather than criticism, we can create an environment where our children feel supported and valued. Our children learn by observing our actions and words. So by modeling the respectful and empathetic communication, we instill important values that shape their own interaction with others. So creating a safe space where your children feel comfortable expressing their thoughts and feelings without the fear of judgment, listen actively and validate their emotions, nurture the bond of trust and understanding. Remember, the words we speak today have the power to shape our children's future tomorrow. So let's use the words wisely and consciously, fostering a legacy of love, encouragement, and resilience. Hope these words or these things, these pointers, hit you hard and you understand the perspective toward it. So let me summarize what all I said. Positive words can boost confidence, reinforce good behavior, build trust, promote healthy relationship. But negative words can crush self-esteem, lead to negative behaviors, break trust, create conflict. So next time when you are speaking to your child, think, understand, are my words uplifting? Are they encouraging? Will they build my child up? Ask these three questions in your mind before saying anything to your child. Thank you for tuning in to Joyful Parenting Podcast. Until next time, remember that each word we speak has the power to shape our child's future. Wishing you and your family a journey filled with love, understanding, and growth. Cheers to joyful parenting. I'm Swati Gupta, signing off for today. Love you. Take care.